Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Tuesday's primary elections in Georgia gave us a clearer picture of how the November midterms might play out. But in Georgia's 29th district, there's been a lack of clarity for one candidate, Maria de Rosario Palacios.
A voter in her district challenged her qualifications, saying that she hasn't been a United States citizen long enough in this country to run for the state legislature. But the Georgia Constitution says that you only have to be a United States citizen at the time of election. Maria became a U.S. citizen last year, and she is eminently qualified to represent her community.
That's Sean J. Young, legal director for the ACLU of Georgia, who's representing Palacios as she mounts a court challenge to have her name reinstated on the ballot. It's a story that touches on so many of the core debates testing the limits of democracy in the United States, everything from immigration to disenfranchisement and changing racial demographics, issues that are not easy to disentangle. When I spoke to Palacios, I asked her how it felt to be denied the right to run for office.
I was definitely sad. To me, my campaign is a lot more than just me winning to be able to represent the district and make sure that policy is affected. It's also a large base of volunteers who want more representation and who hope to one day run for office themselves.
And obviously, we had some news coming out of Georgia last night about Secretary of State Brian Kemp, who will now be running for governor in November's general election against Stacey Abrams. And he has used some pretty difficult, inflammatory, anti-immigrant language, if you will. He was very instrumental in having your name taken off the ballot. And what is this telling the state of Georgia, essentially, and its residents?
Well, I think it's important that whoever is the next governor, that they uphold the Georgia Constitution. So to me, it's a matter of just that. And in all cases, right, my case and in the community with other kinds of policy issues.
And Sean, I just want to go back for a second, because you said anybody could challenge anyone in Georgia. What does that mean exactly? Me as an average everyday citizen can say to someone else, I don't like you, and so I'm going to challenge you. How does that work exactly?
You explained it pretty well just there. Any voter, you have to be a qualified voter and you have to live in the district, but they can challenge a candidate's qualifications on any basis. And then that challenge goes to the Secretary of State, who makes the disqualification decision. And that's what happened in Maria's case.
So Maria, I'm curious about your district. What is the demographic makeup of that district?
Definitely. So we are a majority-minority district with 41% population of Hispanic origin, a 19% African-American community, and a 3% Vietnamese community that makes up that minority demographic. So we're very diverse. Also, socioeconomically, we're the 10th lowest in the state of Georgia as income level. You know, it's averaging around 17,000. So you have a lot of issues there that representatives need to have at the forefront.
And what happens if the judge, after this appeal, decides that that decision, the original decision, will stand and that, Maria, you will not be able to run this time around?
Well, definitely it would be sad news to my community, to myself, to my family, everyone who supported me throughout this whole, and at this point, the state of Georgia, and it seems people across the country. But I know that a title does not stop me from serving my community, and it hasn't to this point. And if there's an opportunity in the future, then I'll evaluate then if it's a good time for me to run.
Maria de Rosario Palacios is a candidate running to represent the 29th District in Georgia's State House of Representatives, and Sean Young is the legal director for the ACLU of Georgia. Thanks to you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We reached out to Georgia Secretary of State Brian Kemp's office, and his press secretary told us this case concerns legal requirements to run for office in Georgia. Ms. Palacios did not meet those requirements when she qualified for office. This decision is another victory for enforcing the law as it is written. And again, that's from the office of the Georgia Secretary of State, Brian Kemp.